The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Spirituality 101, the Missing College Course. I'm so happy that you've joined us today. And I am hoping that you are relaxed and ready to enjoy an hour when we will explore this amazing experience called spirituality. At Spirituality 101, this program has been designed as a course that is intended to help awaken us to the amazing wealth of spirituality that resides within each and every one of us. While I am an ordained minister, this is not a religious course. It is rather a course that will help you to turn your attention inwards and become aware and amazed at the levels of spirituality that reside within us. It is a class that is intended to bring to you ancient spiritual traditions in a very simple way and help you to be able to weave many of those traditions into your everyday spiritual practice. We try to stay away from Latin words and language that would prove to be confusing. And we tend to stick to the simple, because what I'm really trying to do is to help each and every one of you, my listeners, to recognize that living spiritually, walking on a spiritual path, is as natural as taking the next breath. It is really not very complicated. It's simpler than you think. Here at Spirituality 101, we are not caught up on the path you may have chosen. We are more concerned with, are you receiving the resources, the support, the guidance, and the help that will allow you to become all you can possibly become and to live more in your spiritual field than in the human side of your existence. So, sit back, relax. I hope you have pencil and paper ready, because here and there, in between all of this chatter today, we are going to be dropping some gems and some food for thought. I want to start off first with the word spirituality as the word for the day. What does that mean? There is a vast difference between being religious and being spiritual, and that, I believe, comes about because religion is man-made. That is not to say that it's all bad, but it's man-made, designed by man, and it is intended to provide a philosophy, a set of beliefs, some dogma, and information that should allow its seekers to find their way to the divine source. But we must bear in mind that it was designed by, evolved from the mind of man. Being spiritual, however, has to deal with the spirit that you came into this world with. And that is as natural as breathing. As a matter of fact, the most phenomenal spiritual thing you will ever do as you walk this earth is to take the next breath. Because when we take a breath, we take in the universe and all that resides in there. And we hold it within ourselves for a few counts. And then we let it go. And we repeat the process over and over again. And as you and I know, when we stop repeating that process, we stop being spiritual and we cease to exist here on earth. So being spiritual is about reaching in and touching inside of the spirit where all the laws of the universe reside, where all the morals and values and standards that we need to live by in this world reside within us. And while it may be helpful to pick up a book and read that book, we must remember that in reading and amassing information from the outside, we are really just reminding ourselves of what we already know. If you're walking the earth, believe me, at this particular time in our growth and development, you have lived almost every religion at some point in time or the other. You've mastered a tremendous amount of practices. And all that information sits inside of your spirit. When we begin to reach out or reach inwards and touch the inner spirit, we begin to open up. Inner doors begin to open up so that we can, in this lifetime, remember, and bring those very powerful positive memories of where we've been, what we've done, and what we have mastered into the pool, so to speak, at this amazing time in our growth and development as Earth is evolving. And we're all here because we argued for the right to be here in these exciting times and to bring that which we have mastered, that which we know, that which we're capable of. We have agreed to bring it to the table. Now, some of you may say, it's very little about my life that is spiritual. And when people say that to me and I turn my reading or spiritual eye on, I sometimes discover that these are the people who are making the most contribution to the planet, because we bring what we give in our waking. We give what we bring in our waking state. We bring what we give in our sleeping state. And some people are prophets and prophetess and healers during the hours of sleep. And then they wake up and they've got this amazing disguise that does not allow themselves to kind of let the ego take over. So spirituality is very natural. It is within. And the more we strive for it, is the more we get to that beautiful, raw, natural space of being pure spirit. Today we are going to be talking about weaving. How do we weave spirituality in these modern times? Because the ancients, the ancient mystics, etc., they scheduled their lives in such a way that they kind of like walked away from society and turned all of their attention to developing spiritually. We live in modern times, and even though we would love to do that, our responsibilities and the communities and the culture in which we live would not allow us to do that. So we have got to learn to master in these modern days how to weave the strands of spirituality right in between our culture and our everyday life. And I am here to tell you that it is very, very possible to grow spiritually and still maintain our responsibilities in this world. When I was striving for spirituality, the depth of spirituality several years ago, the thinking then was, if you ever hope to become a mystic, you'd have to walk away from your responsibilities and walk away from the modern world. We've learned much. I've learned much since then. I've been taught much since then. And in my observation, I have seen that there is a balance. There is a balance that we can hold between the modern world and the ancient teachings that we're attempting to bring forward. So today we're going to talk a little bit about that, but I want today to be what I call an empowerment day, so that's our next word. The next word of the day is empowerment. What does empowerment mean? To me, it simply means, as a spiritual teacher on the planet, I am offering you the opportunity, I'm offering you the energy, whatever energy that I'm walking with that you may need, so that you can feel comfortable, so that you can relax, so that you can release and let the processes that need to take place inside of you, allow and let those processes to happen. So empowerment is about receiving information, receiving energy, and allowing and letting the information and the energy go to work. I'd like to also give you a little, I call it a trail, a memory trail. A memory trail that reminds you that thoughts are energy, fields of energy that are generated within us. We feed our thoughts into words, and they become powerful. Our words are powerful energy streams that go out in the world before us. When we send out enough words and we receive enough words, we begin to develop a data bank of words. A data bank is not just words, but it's also energy. That field of energy flows into a knowledge stream. And now we've got a stream, a two-way flow of knowledge going back and forth. And if we are striving for spirituality, it's also reaching down to anchor us and reaching up to allow us to climb higher. And then when we begin to work that knowledge stream as effectively as we should, we begin to grow that magic thing called wisdom. And when we have grown wisdom and we can put wisdom to work for ourselves and others, we can begin to change ourselves and begin to change the nature of the world in which we live. Aren't we exciting creatures, don't you think? So today we're going to talk a little bit about that. And today I do have a guest on the show who, when we come back, we will talk about some of the stories that we are experiencing in our work on the planet with those who are striving for spirituality. I do have not a lot, but a few students who are actively involved in raising consciousness and raising the vibration. And as a result of our interactions, we've become very aware. I've become very aware of the fact that Mother Earth is doing her thing. Mother Earth is evolving to five, and everything inside us is pushing us to make a similar evolution, even though some people have gone past five. And there is reaction at many levels and at different levels. People are experiencing different levels of change, and it's bringing about reaction. And so today, in this stream of energy that I'm attempting to send out to you, with every word, with every thought, I want us to keep it lighthearted, because energy moves best when it is moving on this lighthearted stream. And so we will lighthearted and we share a couple of stories, and then we will end by giving you some tips on how to weave this thing called spirituality into your modern day life. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Most of us don't give a second thought to higher planes or our existence. Tune in to Sacred Song Reiki with host Priscilla Gale. The program is a journey into spiritual and mystical discovery that you may have never known before. You'll open your mind to enlightened consciousness and to dynamic powers of healing. Sacred Song Reiki airs every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Your online community for positive change. 7th Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma. And today we are talking about spirituality and empowerment in these rather trying times in which we live. And I have on the line Kate Silverberg. Some of you will remember her. She's been on the show before. And she and her husband, they own and operate the Mesa Creative Arts Center. It's a wonderful place, and I really would encourage you, when she gives you the website, to get up on that website, because they have so many miraculous things and mysterious things happening at the Mesa Creative Center. Kate, are you there?
I am here.
Well, welcome.
Hi, Norma. Thank you.
Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, doing well.
I am hearing a lot of light in that voice.
Oh, it's been a magical day, and we've had just magical, it was inspiring to listen to your warm-up, and because it's been tying in with a lot of the things that we've been teaching here at the Mesa lately.
Wonderful. Now, let me ask you this. I hear this beautiful warmth in your voice. I hear the light in your spirit. And you know I'm going to ask you this question. Listeners wouldn't believe it. I didn't tell you I'd ask you this question. But how are you keeping the light and the warmth in your spirit and in your being in the midst of all that we're experiencing here on the planet right now?
Well, that is a big challenge, and Brad and I work at it every day. And I think that's probably the most crucial information I could share, is that it's not something that we do when we have free time or on the weekend or
mm-hmm.
if there's nothing on TV tonight. It's something that it's something that we are working on, you know, every day, every morning. We work out of home in the morning, and then we're here at the Mesa in the afternoon. And we're both doing computer, you know, correspondence in the morning. But before that all happens, we have what we call our conference, our meeting, and it's usually in our jams. And we're sitting with coffee in the living room, just kind of checking in. How are you, what's going on for you today? I'm okay. What's going on for you? Well, you know, I had a disturbing dream, or I received an email, or, you know, something was disturbing, and it's about, you know, kind of keeping active the system of checks and balances that we can set up for ourselves. But we start by checking in, and one of the ways is just keeping lines of communication going and keeping them open.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. My own check-in system for me starts with as soon as I open up my eyes.
Right.
And making that connection, being very... These days, given what is happening on the planet, I seem to open my eyes in the morning absolutely thankful that I am alive.
I agree.
Whatever happens during my hours of sleep, I seem to be awakened with this clear understanding deep in my spirit that to be alive on the planet at this time, in this evolutionary times, is a blessing.
Oh.
And I can't tell you why I know that. I can't tell you why I feel that so deeply in my spirit. But it's something that I wake up with in the morning. And I have to share with you and my listeners, first of all, I want to send out blessings and greetings and words and energy of comfort to all those who were exposed and involved in the recent earthquake here in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and the hurricanes and the winds that have kind of like swept across our lands. And there are some people who are very thankful to be alive, and we give the Creator thanks for that. And there are people who are struggling because they have lost loved ones, and they've lost a lot of their material things, their homes, etc. And we send out the blessings of the universe to them. But one of the things that became very apparent here in the greater Washington area when we had the earthquake and then followed by the hurricane, I think up until then I had a sense that people were walking with a lot of fear. Living through that experience, walking side by side with people who perhaps are not awake or know that they need to wake up, and walking side by side in the middle of the trauma with people who are actively waking up, was a wake-up call for me as a spiritual teacher on the planet, that we've got to do more to help to speed up the awakening.
Yes, I totally agree, and we've been seeing that here at the Mesa, where, in fact, Brad's with a new first-time client today right now, because she's been experiencing things that for the last 3 years that she's just kind of been hiding from, or kind of going, okay, you know, whatever, I guess, am I normal or not?
Uh-huh.
And she's waking up, and I got to talk with her a little bit before the show and before she went up to see Brad, and just, it was basically, I think we're doing a lot of reassurance. We're doing
yes.
a lot of validating for people. I think that they're starting to have an understanding that, I'm in charge of my experience, and I don't have to, you know, listen to what everybody else says, because that they're having their own experience and I'm having mine.
And isn't it wonderful when we run into people who are that part of the awakening, when it becomes very clear that we are really the managers, or as I put it, we are the CEOs, the chief executive officers of our lives.
Right, right. And I liked how, it, you know, we are the ones that we call our own shots. You know, if we decide that, going to church every Sunday is not what is really speaking to us, then, you know, it's important to balance with what feels meaningful. If going, you know, from time to time is what makes sense, then by all means, that's what a person should do. It's how the vibration feels, and I think a lot of times people are feeling a little put out that well, you know, what used to work for me was going to X place, you know, whether it was synagogue or church, but now that doesn't feel like it has the same meaning, and it doesn't, you know, but I'm looking for something else. And one of the things that I liked what you said about reaching inward, when we reach inward, we find everything that we're looking for. And a long time ago, a teacher by the name of Norma said to me in a class that, you know, inspiration, spirituality is inspiring, or inspiration, taking in spirit, is what we're doing when we breathe. And so I try to remind myself of that when I'm having a bad day, or I'm having, you know, thank you for allowing me to get up this morning and stand on my own two feet without any help. Thank you for, you know, and so I spend a lot of the day just saying thank you for this beautiful sky and the breeze that's now blowing that wasn't blowing before, and the air movement and the bird song. And pretty soon you find yourself not in that bad place that you might have started out in because you received some bad news, or you know, a bill that you weren't expecting. But now, because you're finding yourself inspiring yourself, taking in spirit, with all the gratitude and just expression of those feelings and thoughts, you can shift where you are, and that's huge.
And as you say that, I remember there was a point there in my, the things that I teach on the planet goes in units of timing. My children point that out to me. But there's a time there when I used to teach that one word, shift, remember?
Yes.
Shift.
Yes.
You need to move from one place to the other and simply use the word, the backdrop of rhythm.
Right.
To allow people to shift.
I remember.
And that's
well.
Very, very important that people remember that in addition to all of this reading they're doing and many of the resources that they're engaging in, which makes us feel relaxed, etc., the relaxation is intended to take us to the place where we allow or let ourselves shift. I recently had, boy, was that a shift. Was that a shift? I was sitting at a red light. You know, for once, I wasn't guilty of trying to speed through the yellow light. It's amazing. I was very conscious of the yellow light. I slowed down. I did exactly what I was supposed to do. And I was sitting at a red light, minding my own business, when I got rear-ended at about 45 miles an hour. And boy, did it create a shift in my head.
Yes.
I walked away from that accident. My car got totaled.
Oh.
But I have been basically fine. At the moment of impact, I literally felt all the information I have at the back of my head move from the back of my head to the forefront of my head.
Nice.
And it was very clear that the impact was intended to create a spiritual experience and to shift me to that place to let the flow happen. And for many of us, we're having experiences that are intended to shift us.
Yes. I'm totally with you on that. I've had some experiences myself with being blocked as an artist. You know, I start a painting and then it sits on the easel and I keep walking past it wanting to do something, wanting to add something, and just being stuck. And Brad and I, in one of our morning, you know, check-in meetings, what's going on for you? Oh, I don't know. You know, how can we make things different or better? And what I found was making the painting is what I'm doing for God, what he wants me to do to help the world be a better place.
They're queuing us out. Okay. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network. Mm-hmm.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. Are there any challenges to your success? You already have what it takes to turn these challenges into results in any area. Find out more when you tune in to The Power of Realism, Why Integrity Matters, with host Jeffrey Canavan. We all deal with adversity and challenges in life and business. We'll talk with those individuals who have faced these challenges and turned them into success stories. By making just a few shifts in your thinking, you too can be one of these success stories. The Power of Realism airs live on Thursdays at 10 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on Voice America Business. Entrepreneurial Insights is your weekly excursion into the world of business ownership. Presented by Sunbelt Business Brokers, the leading business brokerage and intermediary firm in the world, Entrepreneurial Insights will examine critical issues that impact both existing and prospective business owners. If you own or want to own a small business, listen for Entrepreneurial Insights with John Davies, Pino Bocchinello, and Matt Ottaway. Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Thank you, and welcome back. We're talking here about weaving spirituality into modern-day life and sharing some of the stories that as practitioners and therapists on the planet, working with other people, some of what we are experiencing in our own lives and what our clients are bringing to us in terms of concerns in these very, very, very changing times. And my guest today is Kate Silverberg. And Kate, you were just, I want you to finish that little story you were telling us as we got queued out.
Well, the block I was having was about making a painting that I'm in the process of doing. And Brad and I were talking and we came to the idea that what I'm doing, what inspired me to get over my block was that what I'm doing is what God wants me to do to help make the world a better place, to help make it a healed place. And by doing that artwork, it's sending out a different vibration. And it's changing the planet. It's helping who knows how many people it will help heal, but it helps heal me. It helps heal the planet, whoever sees the painting once it's, you know, made public. But it was coming to terms with inside that this is what God wants me to do. This is my part. This is my part of the play.
And I hear that so powerfully because I find that I am being drawn to images.
Yes.
Everywhere I go, I'm acutely drawn to images. Everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Hanging on the walls, going perhaps to an art show. But even in my everyday, I walk into perhaps a colleague's office, and for some reason I never really paid attention to the piece of artwork on the wall. And it's almost like in these changing times, our attention, our awareness, and our eyes are being drawn to the images that will help us through, give us the vibration that will help us through this process. So we need to be paying a whole great deal of attention. But Kate, I wondered if you're experiencing some of what I'm experiencing. My experiences in these changing times is losing time. I know there are 24 hours in a day, but I get the sense that I kind of wake up in the morning, I rush and I get off to what it is I do during the course of the day. And then I come home and I fall into bed and I wake up at a point where I feel like I've not been asleep long enough. And then I do it all over again. And I get this feeling like I'm perhaps running on 18 hours a day rather than 24. It's a very disconcerting feeling. And it's almost like the universe, God, however you want to term that, is kind of determining where my awareness and my attention should be drawn. Rather than the schedule that I have, these things that I am scheduled to do.
I know what you're saying. Brad and I often wonder, you know, we'll sit and have our meeting and it's maybe 7 or 7:30 in the morning and all of a sudden it's 9:30 or 10 o'clock and we haven't made phone calls or we haven't made breakfast and, you know, we haven't made the bed or there's, you know, so many couple of hours of things to do and then all of a sudden it's noon. And, but one of the things that I was reading lately in a very nice book, was, and it's a Native American based idea, but I'm sure other cultures around the world do something very much like it. And I've been putting it into practice, you know, for the last month, I would say, while I was reading this book, is the idea that, a lot of Native American cultures, hold the idea that just at the dawn, just when the sun is coming up, that all the animals stop, and they stop what they're doing, and they honor that sunrise, and they honor that time, that frozen moment in time, where they stop what they're doing, and they pay attention. And it's almost like a moment of reverence for, you know, the power of the sun and what it allows the animals to do. And I thought, what a magical, wonderful thought. So in the morning, if I'm up before the sun comes up, which is usual, I will sit out in our living room where I can see it come over my neighbor's hill.
Yeah.
And so I allow myself the luxury of just watching or waiting a few moments in the middle of what I might be doing, whether it's meditating or writing or making things or what have you, and I will just watch that sun come up. And I've watched the birds outside eating little seeds and looking for things and foraging. And, you know, there is kind of a stillness at that time.
That's quite correct. And I think it's a magic moment for a whole lot of us on the planet because my living room faces the east.
Yeah.
And so every morning I sit there and I wait for the sun to come up through the trees.
Yeah.
And it comes up through the trees and it touches, there's a bush. It's very close to the window, and I often sit there and have an understanding, again, a feeling deep in my spirit of how Moses may have felt talking to the burning bush.
Right. Yes. I know exactly
that imagery comes up of Moses at the burning bush,
yeah,
as I sit there and watch the sun come up from the east and play very beautifully, just touch very beautifully this little bush.
Yeah.
And all is at peace. All is at peace with the world. And I think what we're sharing with listeners is sending out this peacefulness that we feel at the beginning of the day by just being in concert with nature. I love the story you just shared about the animals and the fact that they stop to honor the fact that the sun has graced the earth. And so interesting, we didn't talk about this before. You are doing the same thing in your home all the way out there in Pennsylvania. And I'm doing the same thing here in Maryland, being in that peaceful, still, sacred kind of moments,
yeah,
as the sun kind of comes rushing in from the trees.
Well, and what I would suggest to listeners is to try to find times throughout the day, especially, you know, your experience with it. Pretty soon the day is gone and where did it go?
Yes.
Every once in a while throughout the course of the day, I try to touch base or, you know, with something in nature. You know, Brad,
mm-hmm,
and I will look at the sunset in the evening, either here at the Mesa, where it's big and wide open, we have a huge sky, or at home, and it's like a kind of a checking back in, and it kind of slows down the inner clock and allows us to kind of keep pace with, you know, all that just silliness and craziness that we feel that is going on out there.
Yeah, and the other thing I find, too, I have been recommending to people around me, you know, you can go out these days to the florist and you can buy, it's almost like a little garden in a dish.
Yeah.
A garden in the dish.
They do call it.
And I'm saying to people, put it on your desk. Put it somewhere close to you where you can feel that energy, and you can stop, even if it's for a moment while you're having a sip of water, to kind of focus your attention on nature in that bowl. Because modern day living doesn't allow all of us out there in the working world, what have you, to get up and go out in nature.
Exactly.
But we can bring nature into us.
Perfect.
My granddaughter and I just did a project last weekend, a wonderful project, and I'm sitting here looking at it. I've got many, many, many postcards of the many places where I have been that I've traveled to. And we did this little project of getting a couple of boards and putting it all up and painting it and then displaying all of these postcards. And so what I find when I'm a little bit stressed, I come home and I'm a little bit stressed, I'll sit here with a cup of tea in my hand or a bottle sipping water, and I've kind of focused on the memories that come from all the postcards that I have on the wall. And so what I'm trying to say to our listeners is that create space in your office and in your home where you can remind yourself of the beautiful memories, particularly when those memories had to do with nature. Whether you have maybe shells that you've collected from a visit to the beach, place them someplace where you can put your awareness. Because what we need is energy to re-energize us and allow us to send our roots deeply down below, so that we can be anchored and to allow us to rise.
Absolutely.
And so it would be wonderful if you could spend all our time in nature, but we can't. So we have to find ways of bringing nature into us and creating space and time so that we can focus and receive the energies that we need.
Exactly.
I have had people say to me they have been feeling ringing in their ears.
Yes.
Which is a natural part of this process of moving through the fifth dimension. And I try to tell them that there's nothing to be alarmed about. This is just naturally a way of that where the body, the physical body, is responding. And it is critically important in these times to sip water.
Right.
The evolution that is taking place is demanding and using up the resources we have in our body that has to do with water. So it is critical at this time. Now, before we sip the water, I would encourage people to place your hand over the glass or the bottle and bless the water. Allow the inner beautiful energies that you're carrying to touch the water before we drink it. And these are all little things that will allow us to stay grounded in the middle of everything else that's going on. I discovered during the earthquake, I was on my feet when the earth shook, and I have been praying and meditating and contemplating on my path to ask God to help me to become peaceful in the middle of the storm. That has been what I've been walking with these last couple months, to requesting that I be allowed to be peaceful in the middle of the storm. And that came about from thinking about Peter and Christ. You know, when Peter woke Christ up and said, Master, the tempest is raging. Care is now done not that we perish. And Christ said, peace be still, to the wind, and went back to sleep. And so I have been asking, can I be allowed to be able to hold this inner peace even in the middle of turmoil? And on the day of the earthquake, standing on my feet, I was like outside of myself, watching my reaction, observing my reaction.
Right.
And I think that inner peace is beginning to come on, and that is the inner peace that I want to send out to my listeners today. There is peace within you. There is calm within you. There is sacredness inside of you. Place your attention on all those symbols and elements and words and situations that represent peace and inner beauty, despite what you may observe going on the outside. And so as we close this segment, I send you peace and much blessings. We'll be right back.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. Goodbye, self-critical. Hello, self-thrilled. Can you define your talent in 6 words or less? Are you using your inner resource, intuition, to teach you how? Listening to Joyce Anderson of Conversations with Yourself will work your intuitive muscle to discover your divine talent. Each week, your host, Joyce Anderson, teaches practices to jumpstart your intuition as your GPS to becoming self-thrilled. From sports to business to music and food, talent is everywhere. Find yours. Joyce and her guests will share their how-to stories on being self-thrilled. Tune in to Conversations with Yourself, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Channel, and ignite your talent.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the 7th Wave Network.
The new home for visionary positive change. 7th Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma and Kate Silverberg, and we are here today to send out empowering energy to you, to send out to you love and light and peace in the middle of the turmoil that the world is experiencing, and to remind you that deep within there are massive levels, deep within each and every one of us, there's massive levels of peacefulness and sacredness, and it's our responsibility to hone our awareness to things peaceful, things that are sacred, things that are joyful in the midst. We cannot change what Mother Earth must do in her evolutionary stage, but we can certainly change our perception of what is going on. And we can certainly find little ways in which we can enhance our experience. While we were off the air, I was talking about sitting in my office, and there's a blown up picture of my oldest daughter, who in fact is a miracle. She's grown now, she's married, she has children of her own. But when I was carrying her, every doctor in the world said I should abort because the medical conditions were not what they should be. And we resisted it, and she today is a beautiful young woman. So that when I sit at my desk and I look up and I look at her picture, what I see is the miracle. Where are the miracles in your life? Where are the miracles that have happened in the past? Where are those places where God has pulled you through before? Where are those places where you came out the better when you didn't understand how or why? Well, now we're in this place of turmoil in the world. You have got to choose to take your awareness back to the miracles. The miracle in your own life. The miracle in the life of a friend of yours. The miracle of a child. Because these are times, this is the way we hone our spirituality, we weave our spirituality into modern day living. We must get up and go to work. I am a mystic on the planet, but I have to go to work every day. I don't have the privilege of being one of those ancient mystics who just sat under a tree and meditated. We don't live in that world anymore. We live in an everyday world. We get in the car, get to work, pick up the groceries, the laundry, etc. But as we go about our day-to-day activities, there are places where we can place our awareness and our attention so that we're pulling and we're drawing to us positive energy. Are you paying attention to what the universe is drawing into your space in these troubled times? Because the universe is trying to help each and every one get through these times. I find that I am being drawn constantly to images that bring peacefulness, images that perhaps were in my environment and for some reason I did not pay attention before. And there are similar images in your own life. So make a commitment. There are 24 hours in the day. Make a commitment that at least for 2 hours, taking 10 minutes at a time here and there, you are going to choose to place your attention on a miracle, on a flower, on an image that draws your attention, on someone who exudes light, and just spend time in that person's presence, even if it's fleetingly. You can exchange the light of wisdom and understanding. And these are all ways in which we can weave. We can weave our spirituality into our daily living. What do you think, Kate, and what would you like to add to that?
I agree with everything you said. And one of the magical things that has woven its way into my day, when your program started and I sat down at the office in our space here at our studio, Brad was upstairs with a client and our little cat came in and she took her place right here on the desk on the drawer that's pulled out with a little board on it, and she sat with me the whole duration of the show.
Isn't that wonderful?
And I think that she wanted to be a part of the program, and I know that nobody would have understood her meows and other noises, but I think she lent me her energy, and that is part of what we are understanding is allowing ourselves to see the weaving of the magic in the mundane of our everyday living.
Of our everyday life. And
yes.
You just want to pet her for me and thank her, because this show, I was very aware that this show, we want to be sending out energy. Every word in this show is designed to send energy to our listeners who, if they will let it permeate their being, will help them with this weaving of their spirituality into their everyday life. And it seems to me like your little kitty brought her energy and she's sitting right there and she's sending. She's sending forth the energies. I am finding that even songs, listening to the radio, the lyrics from songs are beginning to permeate and grasp my attention, because obviously the universe know that these are the little things. While, don't get me wrong, we do have a responsibility to go get the massage therapy to get the negative energies out of our bodies. We do need to go take that walk. We do need perhaps to go get a reading if that is necessary at this time in our development. We may need to go get some energy work. All of that is also necessary. But as you take your walk, pay attention. There may be a rock you stumbled over. You may need to pick it up, and you may need to allow it to be a companion with you on this journey at this time. Mother Nature is crying out for our attention so she can help us through these hard and difficult times. Now, Kate, I want to ask you to tell my listeners how they can contact the Mesa Creative Arts Center, where there's a whole world of goodies for those of us who are walking the spiritual path?
Well, they can look at our website at www.mesacreativearts.com. That would be the best way for them to...
And you do have a bookstore online, don't you?
We are working on a store online. It's not quite up yet, but we do have other things. If our website would show and tell a lot of what we do and a lot of what we have available, and people can call us. People can come visit. We have visitors from all over the United States. We've had visitors from the Puerto Rico, from Canada.
Wow.
Israel, even. I think that has been our furthest travelers. We had
people
this summer come from Israel to spend the day with us.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So check us out at www.mesacreativearts.com, and you'll see our site. And Brad has a wonderful newsletter and a blog that he puts out weekly. So, you know, if they have information or questions, they can also call us.
Thank you so much for, at short notice, agreeing to be on the show today, because I wanted to join my energies with someone who is just as deeply walking the path as I am. And I want to thank you for agreeing at short notice and for bringing the warmth of your smile and your energy and your kitty's energy, sending it out to our listening. So our listeners, I want to thank you for being there and to remind you the little things matter in our weaving spirituality into our everyday life. Find the miracles that have been in your life. Open your awareness to listening. Slow down and bring nature into you. And remember to walk softly and peacefully on the planet. You argued for the right to be here. Now you are here. Participate fully. God bless.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.